por el nombre.
¿Por el nombre?
Sí.
Change, dude. Speaking to the stockbroker. We're on motion lamp.
Before I forget, I want to say, Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch Hashem Bal Simcha. Had a new Einik Lil Baruch Hashem, Shad Yishmael. And tonight, the Shulam Zuche in my house. So, if anybody's in the area, 150 Leicester Road, it's not too difficult, I'd enjoy it. I'd be very happy to welcome you to the Shulam Zuche. My Einik Lil.
The Elder's Idea.
Divach Sedre, do a Pusik. Esfartem Luchem, Mimochos Ashabos, Meyoim Aviachem, as Oimerat Nifu. Shiva Shabbos is Timim is Tiyanu Ad Mos Shabbos Hashvi is Chishmei Mikraft Berush Lashem. Isfartem Luchem. You should count Mimochos Hashabbos from tomorrow, from the day after Shabbos. So everybody knows there was the time of Chazal. There was a world war, between the Chachma Yisrael and between the Baisisim, like the Tzedukim, Baisisim, like nowadays we have the Reform. There was never the Reform Yidin Ebach. The Yidin who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. And they kept on making tzuras for the Chachma Yisrael. And one of the big machloikis between the Chachma Yisrael and the Baisisim was it a touch? When do we start counting Sefira? What's the translation of Esvartem Luchem Mimochas HaShabbos? We know, like we in Mekayim, as we know what the Gemara says, Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. Shabbos means the first day Pesach. The Torah calls on the first day Pesach, the first day Yom Tov is called Shabbos. And we count Tzvira the day after the first day of Yom Tov. Tes Zion, listen. But the Baisisim, they were determined to say they didn't believe in any Mesoira of Torah Shebaal Peh. They said Mimochas Shabbos means the first Sunday after Pesach. So this year, the Mushul, it's the same. Because the first day is Shabbos, so this year is the same. And many other years, many years, Shabbos is later. So it's Motzer Shabbos Chalamoit. Or if Shabbos is the first day, then it's like this year. They said it's always a Sunday after the first Shabbos in Pesach. And they spent a lot of money to reinforce their shitta. Because we find in Rosh Hashanah, they used to rent false idim ready months before. They already started reckoning out to try their luck that should be first day Pesach on Shabbos. Kedai that the Jin should count Sfira. They should be able to say, look, it's like on Sunday. So they used to spend money and they used to rent higher. False idim to come and say that saw the Levuna day later, whatever, Kedai, it should be the Cheshbon, now will come Pesach, it should be Sunday should be the first day of Sfira, Shvira should be on a Sunday. And also it used to interfere because the Chachom used to make fires on the top of the hills to show when Rosh Chodesh, and every hill, beacons, right. But they used to interfere with their beacons. All they used to try to abuse, yeah, whatever.
Confuse the
cheshbon of the Klal Yisrael. So it must be. It's more than stamma machloikis. There must be something behind this machloket. Besides, they wanted to be menatzayach with their shitta. Must be something, some shitta, some svura behind the tzedoikim, the baisisim, that triggered them so strong to such a force to fight all year round because of shvius. Okay, so they learn shvius min Sunday. So to, the whole year they should have all the intention to be able to interfere with the chazal. Must be something very in this machloikis. And we find the Rechumim, on the other hand, went out with the greatest force against the Basisim. They made the big geschäft of Ktziris Oimer. Because according to the Chazal, according to the Rechumim, when is Ktziris Oimer? Motzei Yom Tov Pesach. According to the Basisim, it's Motzei Shabbos Chol HaMoed. They made the Ktziris Oimer was Motzei Yom Tov Rishon. Straight by night, because it has to be Mois. So straight by night, there was Ksiras Oimer. So they invited all the people who lived around the towns where they cut the Oimer should come out Motzei Shabbos. So ready after Shalosh Shidus, it was still Shabbos. Hundreds of Yidden started walking out within the Trim. If it was possible to walk within the Trim, hundreds of people came out to Ksiras Oimer to be. And the place of Ktziris Oimer, it shouldn't be made in privacy. It should be made with a big trask. Everyone should hear about it. And there was a whole performance. He used to say, "Bushaymesh, has the sun set?" He said, "Yes." Again, "Bushaymesh," and they said, "Yes." "Bushaymesh," 3 times the question was asked. "Is it night?" "Yes, it's night." It was a whole performance. Then they asked, "Magal Zesh, use this? What do you call the asaser?" Sickle. "Should we call this sickle?" "Sickle is the right word." "Should we call it, use the sickle?" "It said, yeah." "Yes." 3 times. Then, "Kipizi, should we cut this pile, this heap?" 3 times again. And if it was Shabbos, we know that Ktziras Oimer is Doicha Shabbos. They used to ask, "This Shabbos?" "It said, yes." 3 times. "Should we cut?" "Yes." It was a whole performance. Why? Says the Mishnah, they made a big geschäft out of it. Why? What was the big deal? That's our geschäft. Okay, it's a mitzvah to make it barabim, to call together the oilem. Because to show we don't believe in the shit of the Baisisim. We do Motzei Yom Tov to make it a big, to bring out the care of the Baisisim. They made this big chef. What's the big chef here? Could be Deir Agav, could be it's brought in Shlua Kudish, it's a minig to count Sfira Soime Betziba. Count the Betziba. Why? We don't find another mitzvah to be a mitzvah, a tefillah betzibah. But you have to do it. You have to eat matzah betzibah. Why? What's the enough? Counting sfira tzoyim betzibah? Could be for a machshuva, like we find there, that the ktziras oimer was made by rabbim, lehoitzi from the tzedoikim, but by sisim, could be a thought. Maybe that's why zaycha lemikdash, we count betzibah to show that we count the oimer the way the chachomim told us to count, not the way the by sisim we kavaya. And then the Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Menuches that Baruch Hashem, the Chachomim, managed to be Menatzayach to win and they had a whole fight, and they were Menatzayach with the argument. They were Menatzayach, how do you say Menatzayach in English? They
won.
They won the war, right? They won the Melchome against the Baisisim and they made it to Yom Tov. Ches Nissen. I think Ches Nissen is the use of the Prayer Maral of Vishnitz, yeah? Ches Nissen, Prayer Maral of besides being used as a vision Rebbe, Ches Nissen is also a very big yontiv. Mirilis Tarnes is a yontiv. That's the day when the Tzayach, the Baisisim, and from Ches Nissen till after yontiv, it was a special yontiv that we managed to be Menatzayach, the Baisisim. So it tells the Gemurah Daf Samachai in Menuchas.
I don't know why the Gemurah brings it down. If you want to keep it quiet, mach es a Stieke mit dem, so it wouldn't be Mo. The Gemurah is my fast. What for?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll put it, it's a thought. What was it? So let's try and learn a pshat. Let's try, there's many pshutim. Let's try and give a little pshat, episode thought. What was here the machloi? What was lying under the machloikis? If we count Sfir Soima from the second day of Yom Tov, and Shabbos means the first day of Pesach, or Shabbos means push Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Chalamoid. Let's understand from the beginning of the history. What caused the Baisisim and the Tzedoikim to become a Pekosim? Obviously, all the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and became the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. All the Yidden were frim. Even those Yidden who are reformed nowadays, they know that at the beginning they were frim. All Yidden were frim, all Yidden believed in Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, and with the Mekam Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Messina. Later, as generations went on, they changed. Our day is the way we have Chazukah Kamaisa. Our day is the way all the Yidden were Masnag, the way we Masnag. Those who changed, they changed. Why did they change? What happened? Chazal tells us, there was one of the big Gedolim of Klal Yisrael, it was called, the Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik was called Antignish Issoichi, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. Antignish Issoichi kibbe b'Shimon HaTzadik. And once Antignish Issoichi used to say a statement. What was the statement of Antignish Issoichi? Al tika avudim, don't be like servants, hameshamshim esorav amanas lekabel pras. Don't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu like a servant who serves to get his prize, to get his reward. Eilu havai ka avudim, hameshamshim esorav, sheloi amanas lekabel pras. Serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for the intention of getting reward, serve him not for the reward. You should have Yir Shemayim. So this was the motto of Antignish Issoichi. And Tzudik and Baisus were two Talmidim. Tzudik and Baisus, two Talmidim, and they sat by the Shia. And they heard this Shia, and they said this solution. Efshe, is it possible? Poil, a worker. Oysem Malucha Kol HaYoyim works all day. V'Toyreyach, and it's Matrir himself. It's difficult. Ele Erev Einem V'Kabel Scha, and Ele Erev Einem V'Kabel Pras. This doesn't make sense. Can this be true? They misunderstood Antignish Issoichi. Antignish Issoichi never said there is no reward. Obviously there's a reward. All he was saying was, don't serve Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the reward. You have a Kavud HaLishma, and you get the reward. Sof HaKuvud Lovoi. Don't have the intention for the reward. They misunderstood, and they thought, you should know, you serve Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to do 630 mitzvahs, but Rabbi say, there is no reward. Hashem tells you to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu, but no reward involved. And they thought to themselves, this makes no sense. A person works hard and he has to keep himself back from 630 mitzvahs with no reward. They didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They became apikolsim. They didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. They only kept Torah Shebaal Peh the way they understood it. The Yotzi, the Minas, they became Minim. And they made the whole, they reformed themselves. They left Torah Shebaal Peh. And they made groups called Tzedoikim. And by season, it seems even amongst themselves, they weren't the same shit. They had the Tzedoikim, and by season, once you change, you change whatever you want. Once you change, you can be a Tzedek, you can be a Baisa. Sure. So this was the source of their. So let's try and understand the source of why they became Tzedoikim a little deeper. And then we will understand the Shittusam. And we will understand the reason. What lies behind the problem? Why they were so angry when they heard Antignish Issoichi saying that we serve Kodesh Baruch Hu without reward? If we understand that, then we can understand the Shittusam, the same svura that they count the svira from Shabbos and not from Pesach. It's a bit of a lomdus, but I'm trying to get it close, right? We'll understand what's the real reason. Why were they so upset when they heard Antignish Issoichi saying that we have to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu without reward? I will understand their shitta. That will give us an understanding. That's why they wanted to reinforce their shitta. And they say we should count Svir from Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Pesach. Motzei Pesach. Let me kakdum. The Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. We find two inyunim that happened in Mitzrayim. One inyun is we find Rashi brings down in Parshas Mishpatim. Eved Ivri. Who doesn't want to stay, wants to stay after 6 years, he has to have his ear pierced into the door. Says Rashi, Reb Shimon said, why dafka the door? Why dafka the ear, you have to pierce his ear into the door? Says Rashi, this door, they were Eidim in Mitzrayim. When I jumped over Al Hamashkoi Valshtaim with Zizus, B'shas Makas Bechoyres, the last Makas, last plague, Hashem Esburach jumped over the Yiddish houses and he rescued the Yidden and he killed the Bechoyrim, the Eibshter said, Kili B'nai Yisru Al Avudim. and the door and the mashkoi, they were item, they witnessed. Hashem Spurich was saying, you are my servants. You are my servants. And this person went and buys himself a new master, and he wants to stay a servant. But after he pierces his ear into the door is witnessed. Hashem Spurich said, you are my servants, not the servants of other servants. So according to this, it seems, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makkas Bechoyres, is a symbol of Yidden being servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one idea. We also find the Pusik in Parsha Shemois, when Shem Spurach told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Paro the first time, what was the first message? B'ni Bechoyri Yisrael, the Yidden are my firstborn son. And I say to you, Paroi, Bunai, send out my children. They have dini, they should serve me. But you're not willing to send out the Yidden, my children? I'm going to kill your firstborns. So the reason why Shaspur killed the firstborns of Mitzrayim, Egypt, of Mitzrayim, was because they didn't send out the Bnei Yisrael who were called Bnei Bechoyri Yisrael. So what do we see here? The same time, the same Makkah, Makkas Bechoyres, teaches us two inunim of the status of Klal Yisrael. Both are true. It's like one Madreige, and it's a high Madreige. You can't jump, you can't become a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to first be a servant, and be a fi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have Yiras Shemayim, and then you can be elevated to the Madreige of being a son, Budim Lamukim. Bunim atam l'shem l'kaichem. So Makkas Bechoyres, in the same time, we find a Chazal, we find a Pusik, with two lemidim v'klal Yisrael. First of all, Avudai Haim, that's why we pierce the ear of this servant, to remember that the door witnessed, the Shas, Makkas Bechoyres, you are my servants. And the same time we hear Pusik, B'ni Bechoyri Yisrael, you're my firstborn. I'm going to kill their firstborns, because they don't let out my firstborn, which are Klal Yisrael. So we see that two inyunim. What's a Yid? A Yid is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Yid is a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, with this we can understand, we find the mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos, we find two reasons. In the Seis Adibris in Parshas Yisroi, the Torah writes, why do we keep Shabbos? To remember that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day He rested. So we see that the end of Shmirah Shabbos is to remember the Briyas Oilam. We all know, we say, the reason why we have to keep Shabbos is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's two reasons. We say Zeichel Maaseh V'Reishis, we say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. We mention both. We say it's remembering the creation and remembering the Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Pshat? Both are true. Remembering creation is something that makes us servants. If Hashem created the world, we are His people. He created us. He's the creator. He's the master. We're only the human beings who were created by Him. Obviously, if He's the creator and we are created by Him, we have to serve Him. We are His servants, not servants. That's the first reason. But B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem Yisburach gave another reason why we guard Shabbos. Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us that we are children. And as the Chiddush writes, why do we say Goy Sheshuvas Chayiv Misa? Why, if somebody was not a Yid, God Shabbos, his Chayiv Misa? If the only reason why we God Shabbos is to remind us that Hashem created the world, the Goyim also mechiv to believe that Hashem created the world. Because they also mechiv in Shevi Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and one of the first mitzvahs is having a minna, believing in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They also have a Issa or Avoid Azura. So if the only reason of Shabbos is only because we are Avodim for Hashem, why is a Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa? Says the Chidu, a wonderful idea. Shabbos, besides being a zeiche for the creation, it's also like Sharvitoy Shel Melech. It's like Oisi Bainer Vanaychem. It's like the Sharvit. What's the Sharvit in English? Sharvit. The scepter of the king. Now, if somebody is Mishtamas, Mishavit Shel Melech, it's Chayiv Misa. You're not allowed to use the scepter of the king. It belongs to the king. If somebody takes the royal scepter to himself, his mother, the Machas, is Chayiv Misa. Only a son, Only a child is allowed to use his father's scepter. So Shabbos Kodesh teaches us that we are bunim lamukim. So that's what we say. In Parshas Yisroi, we say we got Shabbos to remind us of the creation. That's as far as creation is concerned. Even the Emes Oilam, horse of shaykhs in this. But why do we say Goyish Shabbos Chayim Misa? Because B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, B'nei B'choyer Yisrael, there came in a new reason why we got Shabbos. Not only because we are servants, because we are children. How do you see your children? Because Shabbos is a scepter of the king. So how can we use it? Must be with children. So the new reason, so we got Shabbos is Zaycha L'masa B'raishis. First, we are avodim. Then we say Zaycha L'tis Mitzrayim means we are, we remember Tis Mitzrayim, which gives a new, elevates the Shabbos to a higher level to understand that we are Burim L'mokim. So Shabbos has got two reasons. With this we can understand why we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGudl. Why? Because the Shabbos became bigger. Because until Shabbos Pesach we only had one reason, Zaycha L'masa B'raishis. Once Pesach came along, it's Mitzrayim, there we were called children to the Eibishter, B'nei B'choyer Yisrael. So Shabbos HaGudl, Shabbos became elevated, the only Yin can guard it because they are Burim L'mukim. That's why we say, B'ayni V'ayim B'nai Yisrael, between us and the Eibishter, Ois, Hila, Oilam, it's a scepter, it's a Ois, only we can guard the Shabbos. So now we can understand. Let's go back to the beginning. Antignish is Soichi said, Sir Kodesh Baruch Hu, work hard, God the mitzvahs, but don't have intention for any Scha. The truth is, there is Scha. He meant to say, don't think about the Scha. They misunderstood. They thought there's no Scha. Now, if we are like servants, I understand why they became so upset. That was their work. That was their illusion. Is it possible that a worker man should work all day and there shouldn't be any schar? So they, the Tzedoikim, the Baisisim, had an understanding that the whole connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem is not more than a servant. He is our master, we are his servants. And if that's the case, they were alarmed to hear from Atinshe Soichi with their understanding there's no schar. Have you ever heard of a master taking a servant and working hard and not giving him any schar for it? This was the old servants in the old times, the ancient evil times, to have a servant and not give him bread, not give him some presents sometimes. It's a very, very, very nasty, very evil to have a servant and not give him any recognition or any schar. Because they understood, they misunderstood. But even lefi their misunderstanding, they only became alarmed because they understood that we are servants. That we are servants. How dare you take a servant and not give him any schar? Had they understood the truth? Had they understood that we are bunim lamukim? We are children to a father. Imagine this child, his father in the old age home. He's coming, he comes to the old age home, he helps his father get up, he gives him breakfast, he's out, he can't go to his business, he helps him, he dresses him, he washes him, he gives him food. Somebody asks him, how much do you pay you for an hour? 0 pence. That's amazing. Is there anything wrong? Is there anything to not understand? If somebody, the child, if the father gives you a present, gives a price, b'vakasha, very nice, very good. But is there a need? Is it wrong? Well, serving a father with the biggest, biggest neighbors without schar, is that a problem? Had they understood that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Burim L'mukim, they wouldn't have become alarmed. They would have said, okay, there's no schar. We understand, we are children L'mukim, and we serve our father with a gewaltige tirche because of love, because we love him. And that's a normal nature, to love a father, and to serve the father, to be mechaber the father, even without payment. If the father gives you pras means a present, it doesn't mean a schar, it's pras, it's a present. He doesn't give you a present, no problem. He gives you a present, very nice, but nobody will have a time. If somebody's, it's very understandable if the person with a cycle Ayusha to be Mechaber the father, even without Tzchar. So we understand that the underlying machloikis between the Chachma Yisrael and the Tzedoikim Basisim was, are we only servants? That was the shitta of the Basisim and the Tzedoikim, or are we children? Now we understand very nice. Now we come out very nice. Normal Shabbos by itself might only have one reason. Why? Because Hashem created the world and we are servants. Where did we see the second reason? B'shas Yis Mitzrayim. The Tzadokim were determined not to count to Pesach, first night Pesach. They learned B'shas, count to Shabbos. They shouldn't have any idea that, I mean to say that we are Budul Amukim. We're servants. A normal Shabbos can be interpreted only servants. So they counted the Svira to the Shabbos. They didn't want to understand that Pesach can mean, why is Pesach called Shabbos? Pesach is called Pesach. Shabbos is called Shabbos. It's only we who understand that through Pesach, the Shabbos was elevated. That through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got a new understanding of Shabbos. Only we can interpret that when it says Machzor Shabbos, we actually mean Pesach. And why do we call it Shabbos? Because through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got a new title of Budul Amukim, and this elevated the Shabbos to a higher level of Shmirah Shabbos Budul Amukim. Only we, Klal Yisrael, Chachma Yisrael, who understand the concept of Budul Amukim, and understand the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim that elevates the Shabbos to a higher level, can interpret it, Machzor Shabbos, Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we count, not the normal Shabbos. We count the Pesach. The Pesach taught us that the Shabbos is a high madrage of Budul Amukim. When we count Svira, we count Svira to remember how we were elevated in Yetzias Mitzrayim to become Budul Amukim. And that's why we call Shabbos. And we call Pesach Shabbos because Shabbos gives a new light. Because Pesach gives a new light into Shabbos. So we can call Pesach Shabbos. Of the Tzadokim were determined to fight this till the end. They spent money, they spent effort to fight this because they didn't want to believe that we are Budul Amukim. The same way that they couldn't understand how is it possible a person to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tircha and not get reward because they said we only have Udim. For the same reason they fight in the Indian of counting the Svira to the Paiser because they didn't see any Marle in Yetzias Mitzrayim to teach up a new reason in Shabbos. As far as they were concerned, there's only one reason in Shabbos, the reason of Bris Oil Mahud Lamukim, not Budul Amukim. And that's why the Chachomim made a big Isaac of Ksiris Oimer that no, we count the Oimer to Pais to first day Pesach, and we remember we're not only Avudim, we are Budul Amukim. Yeah, it's a kasha. I was just thinking about it. They didn't understand that Zachar Yisrael means Bunim. They learned push up shot. Remember me saying you were servants there, so God the Shabbos. Yeah. The truth is, good question. I'll tell you answer. In the Pusik it says, remember you were Mitzrayim and you were servants there. So they learned Pshat. You remember you were Mitzrayim for two reasons. You are servants. For one servant, one reason you are a servant because of Bris Oyam. You are out of Mitzrayim. You also, that's why you're also a servant. They learned Pshat. Pardon? B'nei B'chayim. Okay, B'nei B'chayim. They said it's only emotional. It's only emotional. The Tzadokim could always give an Eitzah. Okay? I'm Meshivin al Adrish. Okay? It will stay in a few minutes. We'll be able to work it out at your word. I hear Kasha. Whilst I was talking, I thought this is a Kasha. Somebody thinking well might ask me this Kasha, and you're the one who asked me. Good. Very, very, it's a good kasha. It's a bit of an upfling on my pshetl, but you know, a pshetl can always get longer. When you have a kasha on a pshetl, it gets longer, right? Now, Rabbi Samuel and Rabbi Isai, the way we understand now, this machloik with the Tzadokim and the Baisis and the Chachma Yisrael was Yisroelistic machloikis. Are we only like servants, or are we like children? This was the machloikis. They said we work for Hashem. If we work for Hashem, we have to get schar. No such thing working for a matter without schar. We believe we are children to Hashem, and the fellow without schar, zero we get schar. But the fellow without schar, it's a harm. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can understand what's the shaychus with Lag BaOmer, with the Maya Sphira. All the Heilige Sforim tell us, it's brought down Nariya Kudesh, not the Sforim, that Lag BaOmer is the peak of the Sphira. Although we carry on later, and we carry on counting, and some even on Urga Vailis, even after Lag BaOmer. But Lag BaOmer, Chitz from the Sfardim, not the Shem Lag BaOmer, but Apiy Ashkenaz, Lag BaOmer is a day where you're allowed to be Tespoires, Tafel Nesim. What's Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is brought down from the Chidah, not the Sfardim, it's the Yom of the Helil of Yutzat of Reb Shimon Bar Yechui. This is the peak, the highest point of the Yemaya Sphira. What's the connection of Shimon by Yechui? Why do you make bonfires? What's the big deal here? Like Boima. Many pshutim, and as generations go, come later to Mashiach, we see more and more of us who speak about it. Because Shimon by Yechui is a Zohar Kodesh, and he said in Zohar Kodesh, with this cipher, you will go out of Gulas. The more a person thinks about the pneumius of a Yid, the internal of a Yid, this is Makar of Mashiach. So the more we get noted to Mashiach, like Bo'ima, it's become more and more by Kalas Wal Yontev. It started at Tzesruel. Tzesruel, like Miran, was always a big Yontev. And it spread out more and more, even the Chitzle Uret. Reb Shimon Bar Yochui says several times in Shas, and several times in Zohar Kodesh. As a Pusik, Ve'etem tzoyni tzoyin marisoy udom atem. So Shem Yehui says, only a Yid is called Udom. Imus O'olim are not called Udom. It says in the Pusik, so it's a Torah, Udom kiyomus bo'oyel. Only a Udom is metame bo'oyel. But there's something that's not a Yid, it's not called Udom. And mine is not metame bo'oyel. Why are only Yidin called Udom and Goyim not? Actually, it's famously said that in the times of the Baylis trial, it says that the judge said, I believe that the Yid Hasushulam might have killed the Gentile Bucha. Why? Because they say only Yid are called Udom. So if Goyim are not called Udom, we have to kill them. Came along Yermai Shapira, but said, it's already brought for free already, and he said, no, it's not true. Udom Anushim Yochid, you never find Ish Anushim gave a Gvurim. Udom is only Udom. You can't say Adomim. It's only Udom. It's only singular. That's the only Yid, not singular. If you want to kill one Yid, Mr. Bayless there, and that's just, you want to kill him, the whole Klal Yisroel are alarmed. If some boys in Japan are put into jail, the whole Klal Yisroel are alarmed. If you hear things that are not good, also a Simcha, one like the world, the whole world fights. Why? Klal Yisroel are united. Wow! Yid are called Udom. What's the Baal of Udom? Why are only Yid called Udom? Obviously, the Emesoyim are also people have to be Mechabed them. The Gemur says, and says, you say hello to a Goy, you should be Mechabed the Goy. So why only Yid are called Udom? It's a famous word brought down from the Heilige Rebbe, Rebbe of Mizritch, and it's got a Makor in the Zohar Kodesh. Udom is put together from two words. Aleph, Dom. Dom means blood. Dom means blood. What's blood? The Gashmistik of Gif, the Goth, is Dom. Aleph means the Lord, the Master. Like we said, Alifai, Alifai, Aisof, Alifai, Aleph. Even if it's called Aleph, means somebody who was a high rank, yeah, aluf, right. So aluf means chadaybishter, who is the alif, is the aluf of the world, is the master of the world. Aluf dom, is dom is the flesh, and aluf is the aybishter. Atem kriyem udom, you are called udom means that you have a neshoma, you have alif shel oilam. Memaile, that's why you're called udom, and that's why it's united, because you know, like one neshoma. So that's the male. That's why, unlike Bo'oyna. What's the time now? That's why, on Lag Bo'oimah, which is the high peak of Yemaya Sphira, where it's a big yontav of the yontav of Shimba Yechui, Reb Shimba Yechui, he's the Baal HaMem who teaches us, as Atem Kriyim Udom, Ve'ayin Nemesuim Kriyim Udom. Why? As Rebbe Rebbe explains, because we are put together of Aleph and Dom. Aleph and Dom. Dom means the blood, and Aleph is the neshoma. So only Yidin have neshoma. And that's the whole lesson of the Maya Sphira, to realize in Mitzrayim there was Dam Pesach, there was Dam Mila, but the holy Maya Sphira, we have to come, get in the Eivishter into our Dam, put Hashem into our Dam, to connect to Hashem like Burim Amokim. And that was the great fight between the Tzedoikim and the Eilich Yidin.
Why was it the peak?
It's a pee the sphere, stimmt so. A pee the sphere, stimmt so.
Come on, man. Why
should we speak? This is for 5 minutes, this is 3 minutes. So, I want to bring out in the kidder, as the Rabshim Bechu is Yutzat, he's the Bala Memre, who says the Indian of Atem Krim Udom, which is the whole lesson of Yimaya Sphere. Now we can understand, the Gemurah says, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he met the Tzedoikim. He says, Shoytim, silly people, how do you learn different than Chazal? Why do you call him silly? Twice, the Gemurah Menuchas Samachai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai called the Tzedoikim, the Baisisim, for their shit, they called them silly. Why silly? Say Rishuim, say Apakosim. There's many titles that you give for somebody who doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Why call him silly? The Teretz is, it's like a silly. Why is he silly? The famous story, I think it said in the name of the Kedushas Levi. Once, he was by himself in the house, and somebody came in, for tzedukah, he wanted a tzedukah. He couldn't find any money. On the table, he saw something on the table, he thought it was a coin. He lifted it up, and he gave it to this poor man, and he left. As soon as he came in, his wife came in, she said, where's my expensive jewelry? He says, I gave it to this person. Oh, you've got expensive jewelry. This is a diamond. So it's not a penny or two. This is worth thousands. Really? He started running after this person. So they thought he was running after him to ask him back. So he said to him, Rabbi Yid, it's very expensive. Don't sell it for cheap. This is live. I think this is live in the mask. This is live in the mask. I think this is live. So I don't know who says. According to this mask, they explain. A yid's very expensive. A yid's not a servant. A yid is a bunim. It's very expensive. Don't sell it for cheap. Don't underestimate yourself. If you underestimate yourself, you're losing out. You have expensive jewelry, and you think it's worth a tuppence halfpenny. It's a shame. It's worth thousands of pounds. A yid's worth millions. It's a son of a kodesh buchi. Bunim lamukim. This is the Zoya says we have a neshama. We're like shitfim. We're like pardon with Hashem. And it's so expensive. And they, the tzedoikim, the basisim, go and say, we're only servants. It's a bigger shoyte. That's why Rabbi Yechim was like, called them shoyte. Because you underestimate yourself. And you only call yourself servants. That's why I called them shoyte. Interesting. As interesting medrash. The medrash says, Sheva shabuses temimus tiyenu. I must have temimus. When is temimus? Bisman shiyisruel oisem chetoyn shel mokim. It's a medrash plia. When is it called temimus? When you do Hashem's rutsen. What's pshat this medrash? That's a nice pshat. In the middle of the argument between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Baisisim, came along the old zukim from the Baisisim, and they came. Nobody was saying any. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Why do you say it's on Motzei Shabbos? Why not Motzei Yontif?" Nobody replied. They were all scared to argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Came along this old zukim. And he said, I'll tell you why. Do you know why we guard Shvi'as straight after Shabbos? I'll tell you why. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael. He saw that Shvi'as is only one day. It's a shame. Pesach we have 7 days. Six we have 8 days. Shvi'as is only one day. So he made Shvi'as next to Shabbos, with Shabbos and Shvi'as. To be worthwhile, make a Yom Tov. He liked Klal Yisrael. So the Zukin Eichot said his idea to be Rav Zakkai, why does the Doikin? So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Shoyte, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu loves Klal Yisrael. If he loves Klal Yisrael, why did he keep on the Midbar 40 years in the Midbar? If he loves Klal Yisrael, why did he keep on the Midbar 40 years? Oshat Nigemura. Ask Toysvus, what's the Havmana of this Tzedoiki to go and say, Hashem is Burach, Moshe Rabbeinu made his own idea. Hashem is Burach told us to keep Shvi'as, Machzor Shabbos. How can this Tzedoiki learn Pshat? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, says Toysvus, Moshe Rabbeinu likes Klal Yisrael, and he asked Hashem, and Hashem agreed. This Baisis said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea to make Shvi'as Motzei Shabbos, because he wanted to have 2 days holiday. Hashem agreed to him. Small Toysvus, Daf Samachayim with Aleph Menuchas. So Kim Tao, the Kondit's Neukim Shitter, it was Rabbi's idea, Hasfashulam, to make Shvi'as on Sunday. Hashem was masking. Says the Medrash, no, I am Temimus. What is it, the true Temimus? Bizman she is Shvi'as, but Tonish Shalmukim. We don't believe that Tzedoikim who say it was Rabbi's idea to have a bigger holiday. Hashem was masking afterwards. No. What is it, the true Temimus? What is it, the true Sphere? We believe in the Chachomim. That Bizman she is Shvi'as, but Tonish Shalmukim was Hashem's idea to make it Motzei Pesach. It's not Motzei Shabbos. The guy was to help him, was to be zoiched, to take on the sphere, and to be elevated, and to remember the Buddha Lamukim.
In the sphere, is it in the sphere is the rechtste Sache. Aber in the normal, it's better to go in the
door. Hannes Masbe. The song, the mouth is normal, no,